Beets.
Yeah, we have beets.
Another kind of red thing too that you might slice up and put in your salad.
Radishes, yeah. We eat radishes all the time.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. So what are the things you make ketchup out of? You eat those too?
Tomatoes? Yeah. Oh boy, that tomato is a good homegrown tomato, the best in the world.
And what about the, along with your steak, you might have a baked?
Baked potato.
Mm-hmm. And you ever have any other kind of potatoes with yellow meat? You know, it's
kind of mashed potatoes and french fries.
You ever eat sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I have sweet potato fluff.
Sweet potato fluff. Mm-hmm. How do you make that?
Just get sweet potatoes in there and beat them up real good. And, you know, they usually put a little cinnamon and sugar and stuff like that, and then put a little marshmallows on top.
You ever heard anybody call sweet potatoes yams?
Yeah, I have heard that.
Mm-hmm. You might also grow these in your garden to put in your salad with your with tomatoes of white and
onions.
Yeah, onions. You have any name for the little young fresh ones that you eat?
Green onions.
Yeah, green onions. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things you might put in say a good soup? So you want to make some gumbo. What was the thing?
I had soup yesterday. We had tomatoes in it, and we had spaghetti and macaroni in it, and some beef in it. Now my mama-in-law, she won't put carrots in it because she know I don't like carrots. Her husband don't either. And I don't think she had no butter beans, but butter beans are good in soup too.
Now you mentioned butter bean. Can you describe what the butter bean looks like?
Yeah, it looks like about the size of a penny, but it's a little oblong.
Is that the same thing as a lima bean?
Sure is. A lima bean, I understand, a larger bean, larger butter bean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. And if you want to get the beans out of the pod, you'd have to do what?
You shell them.
Mm-hmm. And,
I do that a lot, too.
Yeah. What's some of the things you might put in a gumbo? You like seafood gumbo?
Yeah, I'm crazy about gumbo, seafood gumbo. You put rice in it. You put shrimp in it. Mm-hmm. You put oysters in it. And you put crab meat in it. And a bunch of gravy. I don't know where the gravy comes from.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of other vegetables you might put in there?
Well, they put okra. Mm-hmm. But that's all I know.
You like okra?
Just in seafood gumbo, the only time.
Let's see. I think you mentioned we talked about salads, the kind of things you put in there. You might have tomatoes and onions. What would be the main thing you put in a salad?
Lettuce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like cheese in it also. Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the store, you might buy two heads of lettuce too.
Two heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Another kind of leafy vegetable that grows in the garden, the big green and leafy, not lettuce, but...
collards.
Mm-hmm. And still another one is you might put in slaw, not a slaw.
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned heads of lettuce. If you have two boys and three girls, you have, what, five?
Five youngins.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody call them head of children?
Never had in my life. Mm-hmm.
And say if you grew up in a family that had maybe seven boys and seven girls, you'd say, we had a whole lot of...
whole lot of children.
Mm-hmm. And you ever hear anybody call it a whole passel of children?
No.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, another kind of vegetable that you might have, stuff that... of course, corn. You might have corn too.
Yeah, I like corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. The outside of an ear of a corn is what?
The husk.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Well, you have a special name for corn. It's tender enough to eat right off the cob.
Yes, plain old good old white tender corn.